Hey, the players have arrived, and Polaris Vikings Winterfest has officially kicked off here in Prior Lake. For those of you who do not know much about Winterfest, it's really about the Vikings connecting with local communities and fans during the offseason, typically through fun winter games under sunny 60-degree skies this year. And through those winter activities, we look to raise money for local charities. So check out some of those activities starting today, as all money raised will stay right here in Prior Lake, benefiting a number of 501c3s. Visit Vikings.com/Winterfest for all the details.
They have microphones. They have headphones. They are Minnesota Vikings. A round of applause for Zach Lyon, CJ Hamm, and Adam Thielen, everybody. Vikings Winterfest. We're at the point in Prior Lake, and Adam Thielen, you're about to play initials in about 15 minutes for the second consecutive, not consecutive time, but for the second time. You're just letting CJ and Zach watch you, apparently. So somehow you got to play, and these guys just have to sit here and eat cupcakes and stuff. Great. It should be. Hang on a second. No mic? No
there
mic?
There you go. Talk to you.
Try it again.
How about now?
Nothing. Here,
that's
try
so
this
weird.
One. Yeah. That would be bad.
We there need you go.
Check, check.
There we go.
There you are.
Yeah, I don't know how I got roped into that one, but we'll see. Yeah.
Redemption. Hopefully. This is redemption for you today. You got this.
Yeah, well, hopefully they'll help me a little bit.
So tell us a little bit about your friends, Zach and CJ, before we start getting to know them a little bit. What can you tell us that we don't already know?
Oh, man, I don't know if friends? Can I do that?
Oh, they're not friends. Zach says you're not friends.
We're work acquaintances.
Work acquaintances.
Yeah. Yeah. CJ and I are friends.
Okay, gotcha. Zach, you don't like Zach much.
Well, no, he's a fullback.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. He's got crutches, too.
Yeah,
man,
that's
that sucks,
true.
Dude.
Yeah, Zach, what happened, man? Did you have an accident on the way here? You okay?
Well, I was picking on Adam, and then... You know, he's tougher than he looks.
He's wiry.
Yeah.
He will come right at you, I know.
Spider monkey.
Absolutely, man. Welcome to the point. Have you spent any time in this fine establishment?
I have not.
Well, now you have, and the bar just opened.
There we go.
Now, speaking of bars, CJ, you're from Duluth?
Yep.
Yeah, right on, man. I'm feeling you. Right on, man. Yeah. What's it like, and I can ask him the same question, but I know I asked you this in the pregame show last year once, but... What's it like to play for the team, I'm going to guess, you spent your whole life rooting for when you were a kid?
I mean, it's awesome. It's definitely a blessing. You know, obviously I watched the Vikings growing up, and, you know, it's just so awesome to be a part of the team that you watched growing up, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, Adam grew up a Packers fan in Detroit Lakes.
That's not true. No. Don't you start.
By the way, we love Detroit Lakes. Well, like, speaking of it, I don't know if you are familiar with this, but we had like the all-time initials moment last year in Detroit Lakes. We pulled a Rube up, and he shocked the world. It was the greatest bit ever. So that's Water Carnival. I'm sure you're familiar with. When we're going back again in, like, what, 3 or 4 months. We can't wait. Water Carnival is badass.
Yeah, thanks for the invite. That is my hometown, and I didn't even get the invite.
We've asked multiple times, and every time we go up there, we're, like, everybody in that town knows you or your family.
Yeah.
Right? Every bar we go to, your jersey's everywhere. You're a legend in Detroit Lakes.
I mean, it's a small town, so.
Yeah.
So,
I assume it's the same with CJ and Grandma's. Grandma's restaurant probably loves you, correct?
I'm definitely not on that level yet.
Oh, you're not on that level. Well, you spend a little time there.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah,
I think you're required to if you're from Duluth.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm headed to Duluth tonight. We're playing at a place called The Other Place, you know. So if you want to come hang out, you can sing a couple songs with us tonight. In fact, I think if you'd like to do a few numbers up here on stage right now, the people at the point would like to hear from you.
Really?
Yeah, if you want to sing some stuff.
I've heard him sing in the locker room, so.
Yeah, that's what I've been told. I heard you're a singer. It's exactly
what
I
What do you like, CJ? What do you sing?
Pretty much anything. So you just give me a request, and I got you.
Let's see. How about Whitney Houston?
Nope.
No.
No?
Maybe I lied just a little bit. My bad.
It's so weird. When you said Whitney Houston, he said no. Zach said right. I got it.
Yeah, Zach, that's his wheelhouse.
That's your thing, huh?
That's right.
Yeah.
How about Garth Brooks, CJ? Can you do Garth Brooks?
Who's that?
Oh, who's Garth Brooks? Who's that?
Come on, man. Yeah.
That's not real.
You can't be that young.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, man.
Jeez, Adam, help him out.
He is that
Zach,
young.
You got
Zach
me, Adam?
Actually,
you got me?
I think Zach knows every lyric to every song.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, Zach.
I went to Target and bought the collector's pack. Like,
me too.
12 CDs or whatever.
Yeah, it's the best ever, right?
Shocking.
Awesome.
Chris bought it.
I still haven't opened it, but I'm sure it's awesome. I'm a huge Garth Brooks fan. So I see that literally on crutches when you came in here, Zach. What happened? What's the deal, man?
I had hip surgery.
Ooh.
How old are you? My God.
26 going on
hip
50.
Hip replacement already at 26?
No replacement.
Oh, okay, good.
So what's that like? What was it like?
What was it like? I don't know. I was sleeping.
Yeah,
nice.
Good for you, man. Did you do something, though? I mean, obviously, was it a Was it a single injury or was it just wear over time?
Yeah, I think it was just more of a wear thing, and this was more of a cleanup. So yeah, we'll be healthy and ready to go.
You gonna be all right for the season?
Oh yeah.
How much we need you?
How much you got left for rehab?
I got 5 days left on crutches, and then after that, it's time to roll.
Then it's full blast.
Yep.
And Meat Sauce wants to know if you're using all those pain pills or not.
No.
Not using them all?
Use as much as I need, and then my mom every day.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Off those, and then she flushed them.
Sorry, Sauce.
You sorry,
flushed
Sauce.
Flushed them all.
He's going to be going through your septic system at home here.
He'd probably do that anyway.
Yeah. Oh, gross. Just,
you know who else would, Sauce?
Chris Hockey's dad.
Dwight Hockey.
He's not my dad.
So, yeah, Winterfest down here in Prior Lake, there's a whole bunch of events, and obviously you three are here. It sounds like Captain Munnerlin's on his way down here, too. That's pretty cool. Charles Johnson as well. Obviously, it would be nice to be talking about a Super Bowl victory at this point, but now you guys can aim for U.S. Bank Stadium for Super Bowl 52.
Yeah, we're just holding that off to be at home.
Sure.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Just for drama.
Exactly.
Right. How about your season, dude? I'm super happy for you. Everybody, like, loves Adam Thielen now because you had, like, this crazy year. You're like Neo from The Matrix, right? Like, sideways catches, one-handed catches, toe-tapping garbage on the sidelines. Pretty incredible.
I mean, yeah, it was nice to have opportunities, you know, and that's what this league's all about, is creating opportunities for yourself, and then whatever you do from there is on you. And like I said, it was just nice to have those opportunities and to help this football team win games.
And Sam seemed to trust you.
Yeah, right. that's a big part of the game, you know, having the quarterback trust you, and you know, when you're on the same page and things are clicking, it's easy for him to find you, and easy for him to trust me to throw it up and have me make a play.
Do you laugh when, like, the Joe Bucks and Troy Aikmans of the world basically just say you're Cole Beasley?
Yeah, it was an interesting year as far as comparisons go.
It always is.
Yeah, so
they're lazy.
I got some really good comparisons.
Like, guys, you're Wes Welker, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, you're Danny Amendola.
Cole Beasley, yep.
Yep, you're yep, for sure.
Mostly Cole Beasley, even though he's like 5'7" and plays a completely different position as me. But
that's my guy.
Other than that, yeah, that is Zach. They went to college together.
So. Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Good dude, Cole Beasley?
Yeah, he's a great dude.
Yeah, Adam's, he's super good.
Adam's better.
Oh,
that was nice. Really, so we are friends.
Oh. No, we're acquaintances.
Work acquaintances.
Work acquaintances, yeah. Zach, I you know, I'm not going to lie to you. The first thing I looked at when you walk up here, it wasn't even your crutches. I wanted to make sure your nose wasn't bleeding because it seems like you do have a scratch on the side of your face.
That's from his daughter.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Okay, right. Yeah, I can relate to that. But it seems to me that you do bleed a lot. Does that just come with the territory when you play fullback?
Yeah, I just can't find a helmet to fit my head or something.
Yeah, right.
But
yeah.
Maybe it's because I lead with my head. Weak skin.
Yeah, is it weak skin? He can't hold his mud, can he? Yeah, exactly. That's right. It goes back to Vision Quest. But somebody told me one time that they knew a fullback who literally after their career was over was like a half inch shorter than they were before they started because all that head first running into the hole. You weren't always a fullback. You were a running back, obviously, and then you switched back to fullback. Do you like the position? Do you like the idea of being the first into the hole every time?
Yeah, that was a learning curve.
Sauce.
Sorry, I said something that may have been dirty, and he back there.
You get excited?
Yeah, he's very excited. Be very careful.
He loves it.
Yeah, exactly. But do you like playing fullback for real?
Yeah, no, I was a learning curve at first because, you know, every running back wants to carry the ball. But,
right.
You know, I would say once you started seeing how important your role is in this offense and, you know, every spot just has to do their job, and you kind of take ownership of that role.
Mm-hmm.
And, I love it now.
Yeah.
So, Zach, do you have somebody that jumps off the top of your head that you just absolutely annihilated? Like, just this block that you're going to remember for the rest of your life, somebody you just absolutely leveled?
Detroit linebacker.
There was one from Chicago. I never know their names. I just know their numbers. So when I watch a film, I'm like, yeah, 52, he looks right for the picking or, you know.
Sure.
So that's kind of how I evaluate it.
So, and Adam, you quickly said somebody from Detroit that he leveled?
Or actually, I think it was Chicago.
Chicago.
Chicago, at Chicago.
And you just killed somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he didn't see him coming, so it wasn't like a straight-on shot.
Still,
you know?
That's pretty sweet.
But he did take him out pretty good, and then he posted it everywhere on Instagram.
Oh, my God.
Social media.
I just got an Instagram. But I did post it.
By the way, breaking news for Adam Thielen. Nate, who basically is a part of the Water Carnival up in Detroit Lakes, said you are officially invited to this year's Water Carnival.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's awfully nice, yeah.
Congrats. Yeah.
So if you're there that week, then feel free to join.
We have a question from the audience. I'll be walking around taking questions if you have one for one of our three Minnesota Vikings guests on the stage here at the Point in Prior Lake. Our first question comes from whom?
I'm Alec.
And who do you have a question for?
For CJ. Going from college to the NFL, what was the biggest change being a running back?
I just pretty much say the speed of the game. I mean, the holes close a lot faster than in college. You know, in college, the holes are pretty big. You can definitely get to the second level. But at this level, I mean, the holes close fast. Everybody on the field is fast. So you just got to really train your eyes and just trust yourself.
Is the hole closing too quickly because Zach is the blocking fullback and he's not doing his job? Is that what you're saying right now? Is that what just happened there? Because
pump your brakes a little.
Okay, all right. I'm looking for clarification here.
I don't need these crutches right now.
I'm going to walk over this far away, actually. That wasn't a question for me. That was from him as well.
Yeah, he is sitting right next to me.
Yeah,
so I
understand.
I'm definitely going to watch what I say.
Yeah, but I know people always talk about the speed of the game. Do you have a moment from last year that was your welcome to the NFL moment?
I actually haven't had one of those yet. I mean, being on practice squad most of the year, you know, we're not taking each other's heads off in practice, all that. But, you know, I'm definitely waiting for that moment to come, and I know it's going to come.
We got to get you there as soon as possible because you have a marketable name, right? There are so many ham endorsements just sitting there waiting for you. Get in the end zone a couple of times, and you're going to be all over some commercials.
I can't
some
wait,
meat though. Commercials. That'd be badass. Make you some money. That'd be sweet. Any other questions from the audience? Chris is wandering around back there for Zach Line, CJ Ham, or Adam Thielen.
What is your name, sir?
Corey.
Who do you have a question for?
Adam.
Go ahead, sir.
It's controversial.
Oh, no.
But please don't cuss.
Who throws a better deep ball, Teddy or Bradford?
Oh, man. Yeah. Ooh. Well, I'll say this.
Well,
I'll
currently it's Sam.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, well, I've caught a lot more deep balls from Sam, so, I mean, I'm biased as far as that. But, you know, I had a lot of time to work with Teddy. You know, we were in the last offseason, we went out to a few different places and got together and threw a lot. So he's an unbelievable player. He's a hard worker. And, yeah, it's hard to really pick a guy. You know, like I said, I spent a lot more time, you know, in games with Sam, but off the field I was with Teddy a lot. So they're both really good football players, both hard workers, and both great guys.
We have another question from the audience. Sir, what is your name?
Mark.
Who do you have a question for?
Zach.
For Zach Lang, go right ahead, please.
Zach, in your career, what defensive player has hit you the hardest so far?
Great question.
Or what number was he?
Yeah. No, I know this one because he hit me hard. It was Pernell McPhee for Chicago. And whenever they put me on him, you know, whenever we're running power against Chicago, he's my guy, and I go into that week with a whole different mindset because he's a load. You know, he's the boogeyman.
Yuck.
The boogeyman, I like that.
It's terrifying. What about those ladies, you know, the sister and the wife that we've been debating for the last 2 hours? You have a question, ladies? Did we figure out which one the wife is and which one the sister is yet? He doesn't know. Steve doesn't care. I'll take either one of them. Chris Hockey's wandering through the audience. Still, anybody back there with a question?
Anybody question for the players back here?
How about that infant?
No questions.
The baby
from
have a question?
Just looks hungry.
Well.
Yeah.
Duh. Right. Oh, we got a question up front here.
Okay, I'm coming. I'm sorry. We have a question
Paul,
over here as well.
Paul, do you have a question?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get there. Who raised their hand? You? Here we go. Go ahead.
So question is, we got the Super Bowl coming here next time. So can you give us an idea if there's been a kind of a shift of mind frame or what's the general mentality of the team to kind of get ready for it, feeling the pressure at all? What's the thoughts there?
Well, I'll say this. I mean, every year we want to get there. So it's I don't think anything's changing as far as focus or mindset because every year that's the end goal. You know, that's what we go to OTAs. That's what we go to do these off-season workouts. That's what we do it for is to get to the Super Bowl because none of us play this game just to go out there and practice. You know, we go out there to get to a Super Bowl and hopefully win one and be able to wear a Super Bowl ring around.
So would you have been disappointed if you had won it this year in Houston?
No.
Because it's not Minneapolis.
No.
So you would have liked it.
Yeah, wherever it is and whenever I can get there and win it, I'll take that. But yeah, like I said, we're not changing our focus. I think if anything, our change of focus would just be how last season went. You know, missing the playoffs. I think that's just going to add a little fuel to our fire and hopefully we can use that to our advantage.
CJ, before we go to break and come back, and your teammate over there plays initials, I'm not even going to ask you if you think he's going to win. Do you think he'll score a single point this time, CJ?
I did hear something about a couple years ago where he didn't buzzer one time.
Not even one. No.
But,
it's a hard game, though.
Yeah, it's a hard game, right.
I'm going to give him two.
Oh, okay. My goodness.
That would be an improvement.
Zach, do you think – I know you don't like him much, I can tell, but do you think he's going to score any points today?
Yeah, I don't – I have high hopes for him.
Yeah.
You know, we were told on the way in, help him because he's really sorry.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
This
is this is a team effort.
I can.
It is
Vikings Winterfest.
Oh no!
It's a special edition.
No, you're on your own, Adam.
But I would like to. I'd like to say this to both CJ and Jack, Zach. You can watch, take notes, and then come back and play yourself sometime. Would
anytime
that be good? Would you do that?
Oh, yeah. Anytime.
Yeah. CJ Ham, Zach Lyon, let's hear it, ladies and gentlemen.
Make some more noise if you think Adam Thielen actually has a chance to win. Next segment, playing Initials. Who has faith in Adam? Initials with the Power Trip Morning Show live from the Point in Prior Lake for Vikings Winterfest is right after this on The Fan.